You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So remember that balance is a dynamic process that may change over time as your children grow and your career evolves. It's essential to be flexible and adaptable and to regularly reassess your priorities and goals to ensure that you are making choices that align with your values and needs. Today, though, we want to start with learning how to find the balance in the first place. And we are joined on the line by my good doctor, Dr. Sophie. Hi, good. Hi, doctor. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you, Zanele?
I'm fine. I love your voice. I'm good on you. It has that listen to me kind of vibe, you know. It's so commanding. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm sure even when you're making jokes, people listen because it has that listen to me, I'm talking sense.
No, thank you very much for that recognition of my voice.
Thank you, Doc. Oh, we're speaking about finding a balance, but before we start, can you please pray for us?
Let us pray. God, our Father, we come before you and thank you for this opportunity to be able to share on womanhood. And we ask all this through Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen and amen. All things balancing, right? Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting one. How much do we have on our plate as women? The moment I start thinking about it, I even have a headache. But how much do we have? Or an ordinary woman, you know, how much does an ordinary woman have on their plate?
It's actually a lot, actually. Actually, too much. And it is too much. And if you're not able to ask for help, you're in trouble. So there's a lot of that is on a woman's plate. There's being a mother, there's being a carer, there's being a worker, there's being a wife. It's also being a professional at work and also being a friend. I think there's so many things that tag on you the whole day that you have too much on your plate. But if you just set up a way of starting the day in a positive light, you'll be able to achieve those things with the help that you need. Yeah.
And it is a lot. It is a lot that we are doing, you know. So how can we now prioritize the things that we need throughout our days as women? Because, for example, when you wake up in the morning, there's preparing yourself. I know there are women who take more than 30 minutes to get prepared. In fact, 30 minutes, I think it's a long, it's a less time. There are people who just take forever. There's the children, preparing the children. There's preparing your own work. Okay, when I get to work, I'm going to do this. There's making sure that your husband is ready. Gunink, it's a lot. So how then do we prioritize what we need for the day?
So you need to start your day early and make sure that you are rested. And that way, if you have your day early and start on a rested mind, you'll be fine. And by starting your day, you need to first have counsel with God, because that's the only way you're going to make it through that day. You have your morning prayers and you pray for everything that is going to be happening that day. And I mentioned on Tuesday that you need to make sure that every day you have a to-do list, starting from when you're preparing yourself, what you're going to be doing that day, your children, you know, your children's schedules, what they're doing at school that day, if they have any extracurriculum, have you packed for them? Your husband, make sure that his breakfast is packed. What? Even if he's going to be at work, make sure his breakfast is packed. We don't want people giving him food that you don't want.
Amen.
Your lunchbox coming back full or being thrown or being given to the maid at workplace. No, pack your husband's food so that he eats a healthy breakfast. Then also, if you do the school drop-offs, you do that as well. Mm. And when you get to work, depending on the kind of work you do, make sure that you have the whole routine lined up. Mm. If you have a series of meetings, make sure they're timely managed, and you need to have that break in between, because as women, you need to have a little break, a health break. You need to step out, just breathe in and get back to work. And also make sure that you're managing the day properly. And I know sometimes things come in that are not planned for. Know how to manage those, and also learn when to say no to something. Don't be a yes person to everything, because if you're a yes person to everything, you may end up being overwhelmed. But say no to some of the things that may not be part of your to-do list. And if it's something to do with the work, If it's coming outside your work room, say no to it and sort it out at the time that you have time to sort it out.
Hey, I was saying amen to packing your husband lunch. There is a colleague of ours I apologize to their wives because I'm always nitpicking in their lunch boxes, you know. But I know two of them. In fact, three of them. I know they always. Well, I only nitpick two. The other one I don't. I know. You know they always come with this nice lunch boxes, and I'm like, guys, where do your wives have the time to do this? Well, mine works from home, so I don't need to pack anything because he's with the food, you know. But I'm like, and it's so well packed, like a fruit, a dairy thing. I think I'm like, yo, guys, so much.
Yes, and the main meal.
I'm forever praying that can my husband please continue working from home, because he will struggle. Say,
you end up starving.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So looking at all of those things, you know, that we mentioned to them, is time management possible, you know, when we are having a family, a job, friends and everything? And I think most of us, we have realized that the more we grow is the more we don't necessarily have time for friends. And there is some understanding amongst us as friends that, friend, we meet when we meet. When we don't meet, we don't meet. You know, you can be friends with a person that you only see one time in a year. You know, the other times you don't get to see, but the friendship is so strong. So how then do we manage that time, or is there time for that, or we just continue as is? It's okay.
So we need to make sure that as you are managing your time, your family comes first. Mm-hmm. Make sure your family is sorted out. Your work also is very important because it's what is providing for your needs. And then also for friends and church activities, find time to squeeze them in. If you knock off at 5 o'clock or 17 hours, make sure that there are some activities that you can do out for church support, like maybe from 18 to 19, an hour in a day to support your church activities. And then with friends, it's always good to catch up with them. We're very lucky now, there's social media. You can use WhatsApp calls, you can use Facebook, and just calling them over lunchtime, you call, or in the evening when you're driving home, you can talk to your friends while in using hands-free, or catch up with what's going on. And then have a lot of social media groups. You have a church group, you have a school group, you have a work group and social groups. So those also you use them to catch up with what is going on in other activities outside your work life and family life and church life. So you have to have these groups because that's where you keep updated on what is going on in your Christian life and the Christian social life. You also keep updated on work life, but also with the ladies that you are dealing with at work. So it's also good to have these groups so that you don't end up staying out of touch. So it's and I look at my social groups after work in the evening. That's when I start looking at my social group. I look at it in the morning and in the evening. In case I've missed something which I'm supposed to do during the day, I would look at it in the morning. I usually wake up at 4:30 and have my devotion. Then after that, I look at some messages in case I missed something last night. And then in the evening, when I come back from work, I'm settled. Then I look at also my other social groups in case I missed out an announcement or some activity that I'm supposed to follow up. So that way you'll be able to link both social, family, church. Everything is all linked up.
That's nice. I remember, Doc, you know, there's this, I think she's my friend. I don't know. Well, we talk once in a while. I think she's my friend, you know. There was a time where she called me. She's like, Za, please make time for yourself. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, Wena, you're always busy. No, it's either work or church, work or church, work. I'm like, please take time. You know, once in a month, take yourself out. Just leave everyone. Because for me, it's when we go out, the whole family goes. It's like, no, leave everyone, just you alone. Go out, go have a meal. Go to a restaurant, have a meal alone. Or fine, go do your hair. If you're a nails person, go do your nails. Just do something for yourself. And I'm like, why though? She's like, at the end of the day, is that when you are now older, you're going to blame your children. And you're going to want your children to do all these things for you because what you did everything from them. It's like, take care of yourself. So with that, Jock, you know, how important is it for as women to take time to care for ourselves, you know, our own personal care, be it grooming, be it just being alone. Sometimes, you know, we lock ourselves in our room with Netflix the whole day. I don't want to be disturbed. It's my day. How important are such things?
They're very, very important. And they're also very important to your mental health, because mental health is also very important for your health, or healthy well-being and the social well-being.
Mm.
So you need time for yourself.
Mm.
You can still break it down in one day in a month, but also during the week, you need just some time for yourself. Just some time. You can even just, even if you have kids and everyone, just have some time to yourself. If it's an hour, 30 minutes, just that time to recenter. You need that self-care. And then in a month, please take your friend's advice. It's very important.
Mm.
In a month, find a day for yourself.
Mm.
It's very important to just be yourself. Just even if you want to sleep that day, you sleep. If you want to go and do your hair, you do your hair. If you want to read a book, read a book. So that way you'll be able to just feel relaxed. And on that day, try and find people to look after your children. Me, sometimes, some Sundays, I just ship them to mom's place. And others, I call my sister, can you be with the kids? The last two who are smaller, but the bigger ones know how to sort themselves out. So you just find your space. And sometimes, if you drive them out of the house, you have your house to yourself and you do what you want. But if you want them to remain at home, you just go somewhere where it's serene and quiet, or you pamper yourself with all these things that women do. A massage will help you relax, doing your hair, as you said, and putting your feet up and having a nice cold iced tea will also be very helpful. Yeah. So that is very important. Yeah.
I love that. And you know, one of the things that I do, well, as much as this one, it includes the whole family anyway, but I make sure it's what I want. You know, when we get paid, I'm like, I'm not cooking. I'm not doing anything. I'm going to order
exactly.
out. We eat, and even it starts here in the office. Before the moment I know, with the money we've been paid, my lunch I order out, I eat.
When one of your favorite foods,
yes. When I get home, I'm like, guys, I'm gonna order. We're not cooking. I'm like, I work, so I must eat, you know, I must enjoy this. And I think it helps in a way, you know, Doc helped me, because I'm not an for example, myself, I'm not an outgoing person per se. And sometimes I find it awkward for me just to go alone to a restaurant and whatnot. But for me, that helps me to say that, you know what, I am taking care of myself. I remember when I used to have, when I used to grow my hair, I would go to the salon, even though I try to do my own hair. But I'm like, I'm going, I'm going to sit. They're going to do my hair, you know, they're going to do my nails, they're going to do everything. And it helped. And I think what also helped me, Doc, is that, for example, my husband would encourage me to do that. He's like, go. And even when I'm like, he's like, don't worry, the house is fine, go, you know. And then he would literally like push me out of the door, saying that, you know what, go. Because sometimes as women we struggle with that, thinking that, ish, you know what, if I do this, what about the children, what about the husband? It feels
exactly.
like I'm leaving them behind.
Take care of yourself first, and that way you'll be able to take care of others. Because if you're not able to take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of the other people? Definitely not. Very, very difficult. So make sure that you look after yourself first, then you look after others better that way. Yeah.
Well, now we come to the Bible. Do we have a scripture, or what support does scripture offer to women in finding a balance in their lives? Do we have a scripture that speaks to this mini challenge that we have? Because it's not a big problem, you know, this mini challenge that we have.
We have the Proverbs 31 woman. She is someone you can go to, because that woman rises up early. She does her work. She provides for the family, and she also provides counsel and comfort to a woman. And then she's also industrious. That means she's covering for even the women that are professionally doing their work and other things. And then she still comes back home to nurture her children. And she lays down early so that she'd be able to rest follow through the following day. But she also has time for thanking God in everything. So you need to make sure that as a woman, scripture is one of the things that should keep you going. I am on several Christian groups, the Our Go group. I'm on the Adventist Women's Ministry group. We have Dorcas Women here in Zambia, so we have quite a number of groups that you can have daily devotion with in the morning. You have your prayer groups as well. So you need to be finding your balance. And in all these groups, there's always something posted on scripture that can have your day centered. There's always a prayer that you need to have. So you have your daily devotion and keeping in touch with God and knowing that you're not a superwoman, my dear. You are human and you also need God's presence and guidance every day in your life. So that also keeps you going. And if you bring your Christian life into your work, you find that the balance becomes very beautiful, and you just radiate with whatever you're doing. You find someone will find something good about your life and say, "I want to be like you. I want to do things like you." So that part, you just say, just be Christ-like. Christ is your own example to be. So in everything you do, you find God, be centered, find a devotional group, read on devotional books, and that will help you to keep your life centered around Christ.
So as we're nearing the end there, my doc, what happens then when a woman is constantly, overwhelmed by her duties? I'm just gonna end it there. There's one listener, he's like, but the Proverbs 20:31 woman, it says that her lamp does not go out, meaning she does not sleep. That's not what the scripture says, my leader there. But with context to that, because others might take that, and want to apply, good, no, but this Proverbs 31 woman, her lamp does not go out. What happens now when we don't take a breather? When we don't rest, when we don't say, like, I'm done for today, what happens to us?
So what happens is that you'll break down and you'll be stressed out and you end up being lashing out to everyone because you're overwhelmed and stressed. That's why I said, as a woman, the way I am, I'm a professional woman, I need help. That means the help that I need is also to care for my home. Doesn't mean that if I'm the Proverbs woman, I have to be the one to wake up and do all the cleaning, all the sweeping, all the dishes. No, you can always find help. You can have a house help that will be able to help you. You can have people that you will be able to assist you with managing your home. So that is also part of managing your life. Doesn't mean I have to do everything. So you also have gadgets, a lot of things, rice cookers. You don't have to do the rice cooking yourself from scratch. You just put it in a machine and the rice is cooked. If you have to pick up children from school or take them for other activities, engage other people to do that for you because you are also working. So you need that kind of help that, oh, I need someone to assist me with picking up the children from school, taking them back home, and making sure that their extracurricular activities are covered. That is also asking for help. And then also, if you are someone who's doing some business, you don't have to do the deliveries yourself. If you are doing some business where you have to deliver goods and services, you can always engage and contract other people to do that for you. But it's still you who's running the show. So ask for help when you need it. And if you feel overwhelmed mentally and spiritually, engage your pastor, your shepherdess, your sisters at church, confide in someone. That is also help because you can't do everything yourself. So you have to do that and ask for help because we live in a dynamic world, and family dynamics also play a very important role in supporting us to become the ideal woman that you want to be and to balance. And even your husband is one of your major players as in someone to help you balance. He has to understand your kind of work you're doing, the effort you're putting in. And sometimes, as you said, your husband is the one pushing you to have a rest day. And they also appreciate you in a little way. Like my kids, they like writing little notes. I love you, mommy. I missed you when you were away. That is so encouraging. So you also have that kind of balance because, oh, even if I'm away, my children are still thinking about me. And I have someone to support me when I'm away at work. So all that, you need support. Don't get overwhelmed with your duties. And don't think you're the only one who can do it. Our mothers did it. Our grandmothers did it. But they also needed help. And before that, we had a lot of family support. But right now, a lot of people are living in cities. where you don't have the extended family dynamics. So you just have to seek for professional help. There are a lot of house helps that need support as well. You engage some of them to look after your children, nannies, and so many other things that you need to get done. And always work with the services that are being provided. If you don't have to do it physically and it's done online, do it online. That way it lessens the pressure.
Yeah. And as you're speaking there, Doc, you know, as we wrap up about the children, you know, saying, you know, leaving those lovely notes, I think mine these days, I'm forever like, yo, this child, you know, she comes in. If I'm quiet, I'm not sad or anything, right? I'm just quiet at that time. She's like, Mommy, I want you to be happy, you know? And I'm like, no, baby, I'm happy. She's like, no, Mommy, I want you to be happy. And the moment I smile or I laugh, then she's okay with it, you know? And now I don't know if I'm doing it wrong. But now if they do something, you know, something wrong, and then she's like, Mommy, I want you to be happy. I'm like, no, I can't be happy because you're not listening, you know? She's like, okay, Mommy, from now we'll start listening, Mommy, but be happy, you know? So that for me, and I think she started it, I think 2-3 weeks back, and every time she comes through, I'm like, wait, this child, it's like there's something there, because sometimes the words come at the right time, you know, the time that I actually want to hear them.
You really need it. Yeah, definitely. So they are little angels sent by God to make sure that you're okay. And they'll actually notice that, oh, Mommy is really tired. Me, my daughter even brings me a stew. Mommy, do you want to raise your legs? And I said, oh, thank you, my love. And then, do you want a glass of water? Should I make you tea? And no, she knows I love tea. And I said, yes, send someone order to make tea for me. And that kind of thing. So if it's a drink, I'll just tell her, give me a drink. She's able to do that. So they also notice these little things. And they also notice that when you are happy, they are happy, and then you're more outgoing and you're able to do things for them. But if you're tired and stressed and not, and they can't deal with you, they will just say, there's something wrong with Mommy. So it's best that they are able to help you in managing your stress and in managing yourself, so that you are reminded that, oh, I actually have people around me who actually care and notice that this is what I need in life as well.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I get home and I go straight to the bedroom, they'll knock softly and say, "And Mommy, you need your me time." And I said, yes, I do. Give me about 30 minutes or 40 minutes.
Yes.
I take a bath and everything, then I'll come back to you. And they'll wait those 30 minutes and then come back to me. Definitely.
I know, Doc. Thank you so much. I think the key takeaway there is that take time for yourself and ask for help. Ask for help where it's needed, because at the end of the day, if we want to handle everything alone, we're going to crash, and we're going to crash badly, and everyone else will be affected. I'm happy for that. So any closing words for you, and also please do pray for us.
Thank you. So for the women out there, we are not superheroes. We are actually human, and God has made it in such a way that we're resilient women, and we are able to conquer everything with Him. So put God first, make that to-do list, ask for help when needed, and always rely on God. When going to bed, have a prayer. Make sure that everyone in the family is covered in your prayers, so that you'll be able to have a good day the following day. So that, and be grateful for what you have right now, because it's these little moments with your family, with your work, are very important, and that's what people are thriving for. And look after your mental health as well. So let us pray. So God our Father, we'd like to thank you for this opportunity and what we have shared, and we hope we have touched or had an impact on a woman out there who needed to hear this. And we thank you for the opportunities and the provision that you've given us, and we thank you for the children that always there to light up our lives. And we thank you for this beautiful day. And God bless everyone who's listening. And have a good day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Doctor, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. It was very lovely. And yes, we will make sure that we get help, you know, and not to do everything on our own. Have yourself a blessed day.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye for now.
Amen. Bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.